In our final quote from Lao Tzu for this video, he says, Tao engenders one. One engenders two. Two engenders three. Three engenders all things. All things carry the yin while embracing the yang. Neutralizing energy brings them into harmony. One of the most important concepts within Taoism is the concept of yin and yang. Yin and yang stand for two opposing forces. Yin represents a negative or passive force, also seen as the feminine force, and yang represents a positive, active force, also seen as the masculine force. The symbol of yin and yang represents yin as a dark or black droplet, and yang as a white droplet. Together, they make the circle perfectly whole. Their balance, as seen in the symbol, is perfectly harmonious, with just as much yin as there is yang. Neither one is superior to the other. These forces can be found everywhere and in everything, as everything in nature tends to be a bit of both in order to thrive. Think of day and night, wet and dry, cold and warm, dead and alive, etc. All things need their opposite in order to exist, and all things have aspects of both yin and yang, with nothing being inherently one or the other. Yin and yang changes with time. As one of the forces increases, the other decreases, and vice versa. As nature is a constant balance of opposites, so are you. Sometimes we use one side of our personality to excess at the expense of the other. This makes life unnecessarily hard and tiresome. The easiest lives consist of balance and harmony. We are used to perceiving opposites as one being good and the other being bad, such as preferring light over dark or active over passive. As a result of this view, we tend to try to lean towards one side, completely dismissing the other. Someone who is very passive and never dares to act may get stuck in unfavorable situations, while someone who's very active may rush into equally unfavorable situations. Both need to lean in to their opposite side more in order to reach a harmonious balance. We have to realize that neither force of an opposition is inherently worse than the other, and we need to learn to embrace both. For example, someone who's too kind may get taken advantage of and needs to learn how to become more assertive. However, someone who's too aggressive will put people off, leading to the same result. Just as light shines brightest after darkness, so can your best traits only excel if you're also able to display the opposite when the right situation calls for it. And thus, yin and yang represents finding a balance within yourself that grants you the best of both worlds. Finding balance goes for more than just character traits. You can't live a physically active lifestyle without taking enough rest. Everything in your body is interdependent. When your mind is being uncared for, it performs badly, and in turn, so will your body and vice versa. Thus, a healthy mindset is as important for your physical health as a good diet, and the same can be said in reverse for your mental health. Finding balance means examining your physical health when you're currently focused on improving your mental health, and vice versa. In order to live a simple and happy life, let your yin and yang truly complement each other. Be in complete harmony with yourself and the world.